Last week we spoke to Mike Gatting, who was hopeful rather than optimistic. Well, this English test captain, I think, has every right to be now not only optimistic, but almost confident, certainly heading into the Lord's test of an English team that has on a number of fronts taken the lead role in terms of confidence and ascendancy in this series. We welcome Graham Gooch on to the program. Good evening, Graham.
Yes, good evening. Good to be speaking to you in Australia.
Wonderful to be spoken at by you, because we have a test captain last week, Mike Gatting, who, as I said, was, as we looked at the batting lineup, a little unsure as to whether or not that would be resilient enough to deny the Australians the return of, say, a balance with that 61 hard-fought runs in the first innings. Obviously Joe Root, but contributions throughout would have been very pleasing for all English followers of cricket, especially you as a former test captain.
I think what was impressive about England is that, there's been always a lot of hype when you get an Ashes series, and given that we came third in a two-horse race last time out down your way, England took up the challenge of Australia. I think also, always as an Englishman, when you come up against Australia, you respect them as a team that play aggressive cricket, and they take the game to the opposition, and England met that challenge. And actually, over the 4 days, that they pretty much set the agenda each day and they outplayed Australia. So I think that was pretty encouraging for cricket fans in this country, and I think a lot of credit must go to Alistair Cook. You know, he led his side well and he was right on the money with the way he went about the game.
Gucci, it's Bobby Quaney here, mate. How are you doing?
I'm at Essex, mate, actually. Essex, your old team, at 177 for no wicket, actually.
That's a great start.
We're looking good.
Micklebrough?
How are you?
Yeah, going well, thanks.
Good.
That's good. Now, we just spoke to Sakes before, and obviously you had a bit of a relationship with him the last few years in the coaching ranks. And he touched on pretty much what you said as well about Alistair Cook looking happy out in the field, and it just it was contagious for the rest of the boys out there. And I was wondering if you could just briefly touch on it, your relationship with Cookie, because you've spent a fair bit of time with him even when he was younger, and maybe talk us through, you know, what your dealings in the last 2 years, because he seems to be hitting the ball really well again, Cookie, and whether it was something you spoke about technically or mentally or game awareness or even something completely random.
Well, just so for your listeners, I was Essex coach 2002 when he sort of come on the scene with Essex. I spent most of my coaching life, you know, sort of mentoring and coaching. And we did have a break at the end of the Ashes last time round in Australia. We decided that it would be good if he sought other advice from other people. And he did that for the last year. And back in January, he rung me up and said, you know, should we get back together, which I did. And we've been working together, obviously, the last 3 months just before he went to West Indies and so on. So I know him pretty well. He's worked on a lot of things on his game in terms of his position and trying to be a little bit more aggressive, and his footwork has improved a lot. You know, a lot of players go through bad periods in their career, and hopefully you come out stronger when you get that right. So I thought in this last match, actually, he showed quite positive intent, made a couple of mistakes trying to cut the ball in the first innings and then leaning back in the second. But generally, I think, you know, his captaincy and his play has been where he wants to be against New Zealand and West Indies recently. And I think it's important the way he leads the side. As I say, I'm a big believer in all the series I've played against Australia. You have to take the game to them, like match them for the way they play their cricket. And England didn't do that down your way 18 months ago, but they did at Cardiff last week. And, you know, let's be fair, Australia blinked a little bit, but they're a very good side, very well led by Michael Clarke and Darren Lehman, and I think they'll be a lot stronger and a lot better at Lord's starting on Thursday.
How are Cook's bollocks?
Well, don't beat about the bush, come straight to the point. I mean, I think... Well, he hasn't rung me up about it, so he must be okay. I suppose he'd ask his missus that, actually. He's the one to ask.
Well, he's got one kid. Has he got another one on the way, Gucci?
Don't know. I think they're trying for another one. Yeah, oh. I mean, Alex is. You play with him. He's a very sound guy. You know, pretty unflappable. He's taken a lot of criticism over the last year with his captaincy and generally with the team, and some of that's unfair. Some maybe say is reasonable. You know, and you're only as good as your team performed. But I think he's come through that stronger and wiser. And certainly on the last showing, he matched Michael Clarke, who I've got a lot of time for as a captain. I think he's a very positive leader, and he's a very proactive leader. And I think Alistair matched that and probably outperformed in this match. But I don't think England will be getting carried away. They know Australia have got lots of world-class players, and they're a good unit. Their performances, you know, in the last few years have been fantastic, so they'll come hard at Lords, no doubt.
Gucci, you're well renowned as a very good batting coach. It's Dave Hussey, your mate, by the way. At the end of a county Hi. Game at Southend, I asked you about the technique versus making runs, and your reply to me was very succinct, and you basically shunted me off by saying it's all about making runs. Do you want to elaborate on this for our listeners?
Well, as far as when I played, you know, generally my principle was that when you get out, there's only one thing you do, and that is watch someone else score runs, okay? So my idea is not to go to a ground and watch someone else score runs. My idea is to be out there. And I think when you're coaching nowadays, I mean, there's a difference between, David, being a run scorer and being a batsman. And as a coach, you shouldn't coach batting. You should coach run making. And what I mean by that is that anyone can pick up a bat and anyone can bat, but can you score runs in difficult situations, whether it's flat, whether it's moving around, whether it's turning? And one of the beauties of the game of cricket, and I hope it stays this way forever, is you play on grass wickets, which are different in Melbourne, different in Sydney, different at Lords, different at Cardiff. And a smart player adapts his game to wherever the conditions are. So you have a lot of tools in the bag. Some tools you use some days, some you don't use. So that's one of the beauties of scoring runs and batting, and the same for bowling a little bit. But and you know, you don't play the same way every time. So you have to be smart. You have to think out how you're going to play, and you have to learn not to make the same mistakes. You know, you always want to go out there and score runs. I think that's important message I try to give to players, and it's one the great Gary Sobers gave to me when I was struggling once, is that, you know, you go out there to score runs. You don't go out there to survive. You don't go out there just to stay in. Your job is to score runs and put pressure on the opposition.
A brilliant, simple philosophy from a great Test cricketer. Obviously, we're not speaking to Jeff Boycott. That is Graham Gooch, who we're speaking to, a true run scorer in every sense of the word, and we thank you so much for joining us tonight, Graham.
Well, it's great to be on your show. Great to speak to all your listeners in Australia. It's a great country to play cricket, you know, one of the best. And I know that you guys play hard, play to win, and you love winners. And obviously, you have a lot of respect for England, the way they played in the first test, but that's only one. So,
well, stop it. Graham, you're making it impossible to hate the Poms.
He's got a great voice too. Oh, Gucci, he's great. Doesn't he?
I mean, listen. You guys are going to come hard at the next match. Why wouldn't you? And just because you go the one down, you don't become bad players overnight. And I think the thing Australia must do, if you don't, I'm not giving advice to Australia, is they mustn't panic. Just, you know, if you pick a team for one match, don't suddenly become bad players overnight. You can play better next time round.
Hey, if they axe guys after one test, we wouldn't be talking to you. Luckily, they don't. Graham, thank you so much for joining us tonight.